Gilberto, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, that's a pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, you're doing this mural or this artwork display in Seaford right now. Tell me all about this.
Yes, ma'am. We are doing, you know, the mural in Seaford. Actually, you know, my daughter, she was born in Seaford, too. And I'm related, you know, with the people in Seaford, with a lot of Hispanic community, too, Americans, everybody. And, we were planning to do this mural, you know, from last year. But after that, you know, we were working on it. I started drawing, you know, my little drawing, you know, to make sure, you know, what I was going to do. And so after that, you know, the COVID started, you know, very hard. So we stopped it. And so we take a little break, you know, for a year. And then the owner, the building owner, he called me back again. He said, "Hey, Gilberto, we are ready. I got the wall already painted. And I don't know if you are ready." And I was like, "Man, I have been ready for a year." Yes.
All right. Now, I know this is radio, so this is going to be hard, but I want you to describe what is in the mural.
Okay. What is in the mural? Trying to combine, like a combination, you know, from Americans or, you know, from Americans to Hispanic community, because the Hispanic community is growing very, very big, you know, in the Seaford area. So we got Mexicans, we got Salvadorians, we got Guatemalans, we got all, you know, all countries. So I'm trying to mix, you know, all this community, you know, in a mural. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Let's talk about your background. How long have you been drawing, painting?
For now, I got like maybe 3 weeks, a month, maybe, just myself.
No, I don't mean working on the mural. I mean in life, how long have you been drawing and painting, sir?
Oh, drawing and painting. I started when I was six.
6 years old.
I started doing, you know, my little drawings in school, middle school, when I was six, seven, eight. And then I never quit. So I'm still doing it. You know, I'm doing this just for fun. That's it.
What got you interested in drawing and painting?
Actually, you know, I remember, you know, when I was a little kid, I was reading about all these masters, you know, and then I got, you know, excited to do it. And so I started drawing. I said, "Well, I'm not too bad on it." So I keep going doing it, you know, all the time. I mean, if I got 10 minutes, you know, free, I'm drawing, I'm painting.
Now, this is not your first mural. You have three or four others, right?
Yes, man, that's right. Yeah, I got one in the Crystal Restaurant in Rehoboth. So I got one inside, and I got the one in Milford. So I was we were three artists doing the one in Milford, just in arenas, outside arenas wall. So we got that one, and then I did a couple more in a Mexican restaurant.
Wow. Okay. So what made you pick the city of Seaford for this one?
Like I said, you know, in the beginning, my daughter, she was born in Seaford. She's 17 right now. And I know a lot of community, you know, Hispanics in Seaford area. And I did a little portrait for the building owner, for his wife. And she says, "Oh, let me talk to my husband," because he's planning to do a mural in one of the walls, you know, outside my office. So I'm going to talk to him, and he can call you. So next week after that, he called me and said, "Hey, Gilberto, I got a nice wall right there to be painted. What do you think? Are you interested?" I said, yes, I am.
This is fabulous. How long before it's done?
Oh, my God. It's just going to take maybe another month, something like that, because that's huge. That's very big. I mean, that's the biggest one I have been done, you know, so far. So, yeah, you know, up and down, you know, from the ladders, it takes a lot of time. Yep.
How big is the space?
Actually, it's like 100 by 35, something like that. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well.
Yeah, it's very big.
What is your next project? Do you have a next project yet?
Yes. Right in the back of that building, there is a daycare, and the lady says she want to do a mural, you know, for little kids. I said, "Man, I can do that for you, you know, for free. So just give me the material and I will do it." Yes.